little Bible over there.
Well, that's...
I got me some papers in there. Is that the little... No, the... I think it's in that one. I got them set down, but I don't remember just... I was looking this morning to see if... I may have to go in there and get the thing out to see what she is for.
It's not that important. I just wanted to get an idea.
I seen it in here this morning. I don't know what it is.
What church did he go to?
Oh, he's a missionary Baptist. He preached it, and he went to Shadyville whenever you go, or if he's home. But see, he preached for 35 years. 30-some-odd years. See, he was ever bought his church. It called him, you know, to preach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he preached 30-some-odd years.
Reformed, too, I guess?
Mm-hmm. What time he was here to farm, part of the time he was... Well, I tell you, like I told some of them the other night, I said I didn't get to live with the poor fella alone. He died in 68, 18th of February, 1968.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, she died in 69.
Mm.
My son died in 65. I said, well, he was 50 and a half, and my daughter wasn't 52, was she, though?
Was your husband real active and...
Oh, yes, he was real active until he got sick. But nobody could be inactive, and he was. He's always full of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when he got... See, he had that water come up around his heart, drain his heart out, heart care.
Mm-hmm.
And we carried him to Thomasville, and we thought he was running back. We thought he was gaining. And we carried him back over there one night. They gave him some shots or something. And got the water out of him. He hadn't gained nearly a pound. So we said, well, we knew then there wasn't no hope for him. We got up here a million night. He could come in, go to the bathroom, and he'd come up back this way, reaching for it. And I know right then what to do. He'd tell me, well, just to come from the hospital one time. He said, honey, you can't go. I said, anybody goes, I'll go. And I went. He didn't want me to be out, but I did. And see, if he'd have went dry himself, he'd have died before we got there that night, because I got one of my sisters. I always called them up if I needed to go, because they could take him and care him faster, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And he drove close to 80 and 90 miles that night, Esco did. And we got him there just about 3 minutes before the water been over his heart. He wouldn't live if he got that much higher.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to put him under the altar and giving him shots. Everything it could and got water down where he could breathe. He couldn't breathe. You see, it just drowned his heart. And that's what killed him. But they never couldn't get it out of him, I reckon. They never did. He suffered several years that way. But before he got sick, there wasn't nobody, I don't reckon, was any, had any more life about it. Like I told him, me and him cut up all the time. When we was living, you know, me and them and the youngers act like youngers, you know, they can. We cut up all the time. Well, that seemed like that's the most past time we had.
Mm-hmm.
When the young was growing up, we'd run around. We'd throw water on one another, and we'd take smut and smut one another, and all kinds of things. But it was just just the enjoyable life. That's all that happened. But since he died, I mean, I've been lonesome. I've been here. About 6 years now.
Just all by yourself?
Right by my little old self. Well, how come it? He said, no, that I had that chair over there and I had that other chair there. After he died, I moved that chair. I didn't want to sit in that court. I didn't want to see my kid or be in it, you know.
Yeah.
And I moved it over there where, and I was sitting there in that chair and he's over there and he's my 40. I don't know why he asked me such a question. He said, honey, if you die leave me, you know what I do? I said, no, sir, I don't. He said, I'd live right here by myself.